like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 June 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are glad you're with us. And boy, I do mean that. I seriously do. I don't have anything announced in the way of anything special tonight, in the way sales go or anything. You know what we have, folks. There's sometimes I just don't have things that set up to offer, and then sometimes I have to admit to you, it gets a little tiresome trying to do that. I'm thinking people know what we have and what we need the funds for. So remember that we do handle some great products here: toothpaste, Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, Strauss products, all kinds of Vitamir products that you may want to have. Anything we have in the way of books and tapes available, look at our catalog. If you don't have a catalog, call and get one. We'll send it to you, because that's how you pay your bills, that and donations. So I just want to say that and move on. First, I got two prayer requests tonight, though. One for Pastor James, a strong pastor from Indiana. He's strong in the Lord. He needs prayer for strength and just growth, okay? Let's pray for that, please. And also for Connie, a friend of a very dear friend of ours, had a heart attack. And ask for prayer for Connie for healing, please. And if you look on newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com, you'll see my latest edition. I just wrote a letter to the head, the CEO of Walmart. Walmart now is pushing the homosexual, sodomite, perverted agenda strongly. I wrote a letter with no apologies, really strongly written, put on News with Views. Everybody can read it. And if you like what it says, you can copy it and sign your name to it. I don't care. Why don't you and I, as believers, as just good moral people, speak up and say, no, we're not going to be patrons of your store as long as you pervert our children's minds and souls with T-shirts to say things that I'm not going to repeat on the air. Now, that's how bad it is. I just found a couple days ago that Tractor Supply is doing the same thing. So many places, folks, I used to love to shop Tractor Supply. Well, I bought my last sack of feed there for the cows. I'll get it somewhere else. I'll go to the Southern States or somewhere. But we got to stand together on this. That isn't my topic tonight at all, but I want to tell you, folks, we've got to stand. Win on this earth or not, according to what we believe is right, what we believe is winning or not, is not our business. Our business is to be about our Father's business, to fight evil until he says enough is enough. So look on newswithviews.com. Read the letter I wrote. If you can't do that, you let me know. I'll send a copy of it to you. But it'll be in July's magazine for sure. We have got to stand together and at least voice our opinion. Let's do that. Now, our guest tonight is a very sweet lady I've known now for several years now, believe it or not, and she's a sponsor of the program. You folks really, I know, love to talk to her, and this lady can talk. Believe me, she really can. She's very knowledgeable about what she talks about. Her name is Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs. She worked for a long time with Dr. Ron Green, a longtime sponsor of the broadcast until he had to retire. And I miss that man. I really do. Such a humble, genuine individual. But nonetheless, Summer has tried to step up to the plate, and she's actually increased what they used to have in supplies to take care of you quite significantly. And she's done her best to hold the prices where they can be, to where you can afford to get well. And Summer's with us tonight. Summer, are you there?
I'm right here, listening away.
Well, I'm glad you're there, Summer. Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. And I want you to know, as always, to make stuff to home. You know that.
Well, I really, really, really appreciate that so much. So how's the weather where you are?
It's beautiful. Sunshine, a little cool. It's only in the 70s. Should be in the 80s and whatever. It's supposed to get up near 100 here, or 90s here pretty soon, which is too hot. It's gorgeous. Ooh. The summer, the sun has been beautiful. It's been beautiful next all week, and people putting up hay and all kinds of things happening.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah, we just out here in Montana, which is where our office is, and we do a lot of harvesting of all of our mushrooms and things, is out here in Superior, Montana, about an hour northwest of Missoula, and we're just coming into our beginning months of summer, you know, where we're getting the 75 to maybe 80 degree weather, some clouds in and out, some maybe some rain, but just a beautiful couple days. It's been just gorgeous. The garden is thriving. You
All
know,
right.
It's great. People are in a good mood. I love it. It's my kind of year, especially with the name summer. I don't like the winter very much.
I understand that. I don't either. I would like it less where you are, I'm sure. But anyway.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much for having me, you know, tonight. And you know, it's been so fun over the years to hear, you know, your clients or your listeners now have become some of my greatest friends and clients, you know, people like Thomas Hume and the Tiemann family and just a lot of really great, great people.
Amen.
I think Charlotte
Amen.
Salmon and just so many of these wonderful people that I'm able to, they hear me obviously on the show and something kind of strikes them or they take some notes and they have some questions and they give me a call and next thing you know, hours later, we're knee deep in their health history and I've learned more about them than a lot of people would want to know, you know, but it's really great. It's been such a privilege to be able to help so many of your listeners.
And I will say this.
Yeah.
I have some of the sweetest people in the world listening to this broadcast.
You do. You truly, truly do. And I think that just shows, it's a testimony to sort of what you are putting out there is truth and that people are listening with an open ear and open heart and just really good, kind people. I'm always so excited when they say, I hear you have Pastor Butch, because I'm like, oh, good. Now I can speak freely about my faith, and I can speak freely to you, and you've obviously heard me, and it's just been such a great blessing. So I appreciate you helping me create friendships that you know, you probably don't even know, you know? So,
well, I appreciate that. Praise God.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's always good feedback and good praise reports when we have some good quality people in our lives, you know, that's for sure. So my job, as you know, obviously, Pastor, is I get on the show once a month and I kind of expose people to what I make and what we create here in our store. We don't have a brick and mortar, meaning a storefront, but we do have a website. We do help people over the phone. Even if you don't purchase from me, that's totally fine. I actually really get excited about answering questions and diving into people's health and seeing if there's something I have, but if not, giving them other great resources. So if any of the listeners tonight think that they might have a health question or, you know, and if it's too detailed, that's fine. We can go into it a different day and you can take down my name and number. But I'd like to give you all of my information first. So first off, I'm an herbalist. I've got my mastery in herbal formulations. And, of course, did tons of college, everything from studying anatomy and physiology, doing human cadaver dissections to chemistry and everything else. So I know nutrition, you name it. So I know a ton about the human body and how the processes work in the body. I don't know everything. I'm definitely not a medical doctor, really. Medical doctor also goes to college and just learns more information as well. Medical doctors typically are in the business of, and you'll hear this from actual medical doctors, as well as Ayurvedic, which is more of an Indian, not Native American, but Indian type of a natural approach to healing the body rather than medications. Both types of doctors, naturopaths, you name it, will let you know that doctors really, they prescribe medications to treat symptoms. And of course, they need to understand the body, but they really have a lot of chemistry backgrounds and things like this to understand how medications and blood types and different processes work. But they're not specialists in getting to the root of the problem. Now, I know that's a blanket statement, and that's not really fair because there's a lot of doctors who might be listening saying, wait a minute, I want to get to the root of the problem. We're trying to figure it out by prescribing medications. But the problem is a lot of times those medications have side effects like kidney disease. You take something that helps with the, with your diabetes, lowers your blood sugar, but now it gives you kidney disease or kidney failure. Or something that you use for high blood pressure now is giving you kidney failure. So, and then now you've got to take a medication for the kidney failure and so on. And so we're sort of symptom chasing. We're in the world of natural herbs, natural medicine, however you'd like to look at it, tinctures, capsules, you know, powders, everything, topical, you know, treatments, everything in the world of natural, the idea is to get to the root of the problem, have a little bit of patience, because often, not always, but oftentimes the things don't have a instant result in the body, and really to kind of take back control of your own body. Now, you might be someone like myself who's very in tune with your own body. You know what things work and what don't work. You know you're allergic to nightshades or you're not. You know a lot more about your body than maybe your average Joe. Maybe now you've got high blood pressure and your doctor's telling you they're going to punish the heart with a blood pressure lowering medication. Well, that's fine if that's the route you choose, but what if I could help you potentially lower that high blood pressure naturally? And it really takes little to no effort on your end. And your body will thank you and praise you, not curse you and give you more problems. So, you know, I always encourage people, I'm happy to work alongside of you if you're already taking medications and you don't want to get off that. That's fine. We can work alongside you. I can also help work alongside you to get you off of your medications or wean down on them if you'd like to kind of cut your dosing. I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to work with you if you want to go all natural and abandon the whole, you know, concept of medications. We can do that as well. I am not a medical doctor, so I just need to make sure I clarify that up front, whether or not that's important to you. If it is, then you'll want to seek your guidance from a medical doctor. Now, I certainly can help work alongside your medical doctor, and that's something that I do quite a bit, not specifically talking to the doctor directly, but helping you kind of give them feedback on what we're doing to see if what we're doing is working, right? I love using the doctors as a diagnosis, not necessarily for the treatment. And while I definitely think, and you've heard me say this a million times, I definitely believe there is a place for for emergency medicine. Sometimes there's a place for medicine long-term for people who just don't want to do natural, don't have the patience for it, or don't really have the time, because time is of the essence. And if they don't control maybe their kidney disease, they will die, right? So we might need some very quick treatments in the medical world, and then once we kind of get a little bit of that under control, get our numbers back to somewhat okay even level, then we can start adding some natural herbs in and tapering down, if not weaning completely off of your medications. We're talking about thyroid medications, blood pressure medications, blood sugar lowering medications. I mean, stuff that helps feed, nourish the kidneys and remove water retention. I mean, all of these things and more, helping to balance hormones, increase energy, heal the gut, and repair the gut biome. These are all things we can do naturally. You just got to have a little bit of patience. And what I love about your listeners is they typically tend to be a little bit of an older generation, which I love, because they have more patience. They are willing to take more time. And they've seen over the generations their friends getting more sick from medications or not surviving because of their body being, you know, enthroned in medications. So anyways, I just kind of want to let you all know at first, definitely use a doctor if you think you need one, but if not, I'm a great resource for you. And the other thing I like to do when I'm on here is my job is to help expose you, be a resource for you, but I want to expose you to different herbs. I want to expose you and educate you. This is really for educational purposes only, and I want to educate you on some of the things that are out there. And the best way for me to do that, instead of taking 20 hours and going over all 50 things that we make in our store, I like to pick a couple things, 2 to 4 things every month. I put them on sale, and then I like to talk about those 3 or 4 things. Yeah, sometimes they're the same 3 or 4 things every handful of months, because they're really important, or they're multifaceted, or they work for just about every darn person on the planet, or I see an uptick in things like weakened immune system, or low libido and energy, or, you know, chronic eczema, psoriasis. So when I start seeing these things pop up in my office, I like to start kind of combating that and realizing, all right, the nation's got a problem with this right now. How can I help? And so today, the month of June 2024, we have three things on sale. That starts from the very 1st of June all the way to the 30th of June up until about 11:59 p.m. So we'll talk about those three things that I have on sale and how you can order them. But first I want to give you my name, my business name, my contact information, and my website. So grab a pen and paper. First and foremost, my name is Summer, just like the season. And you can call, or if you're savvy, you can text message me also. And my phone number here at the office is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. My email address is very simple. It's summer, just like the season, summer, at Superior Mountain Herbs, with an S, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com is our website, www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. So write that stuff down if you forget about it. You can also go to Pastor Butch's website, and he does have a link up there, and you can click on that link. It says Superior Mountain Herbs, and that'll be able to bring up my phone number and my email and I believe our website and some other information as well for you. And just a quick reminder for myself as well as for those of you out there that can give. And, you know, it always kind of reminds me when we're talking about tithing or we're talking about giving out of the graciousness of our heart, and God's put on our heart sometimes to bless somebody or to help something out, and we don't have money, right? We sit there and we struggle thinking, oh my gosh, I would love to donate. I just don't have the money right now. Remember the woman at the well. You know, the woman at the well, she barely had a pot to pee in, and that was enough. That's all it is. We meet people where we're at. Jesus, I should say, meets people where we're at. 10% is obviously a very strong recommendation. It's in the Bible as well. But, you know, when we talk about giving what we can, he did not look a gift horse in the mouth. He saw her heart in giving everything that she had, which was literally a pennies. So I want to encourage you tonight, when you're off this radio show with me tonight, go to Pastor Butch's website and go to the link that says donate and donate now. You can give him $1. You can give him $1,000 or more. There's no judgment. I don't even know if he sees it. But just know that your money is going to help further the cause of spreading the good news and the gospel of Jesus and helping to protect our youth. I mean, I love hearing just now that about the Walmart thing. I didn't know anything about this, and I'm pretty darn savvy and hip with a lot of things that are going on. And I did my due diligence with Target, and when they brought out all those little, you know, chest compressing bikinis for infant children and the penis tucking bottoms, you know, just disgusting stuff in my complete unhumble opinion. Just disgusting. And when I boycotted that store completely, I cut up my Target credit card. I no longer went in there for a Starbucks or not. I was not going in to support the business. And to this day, I made that commitment, and I have not gone in there. And I've actually been, again, teaching my children about those kinds of evils that are going on, and they no longer support Target. And that's a lot for an 18-year-old girl who used to love Target. She does not go in there and support them anymore, and that's hard for her. But her morals and her standards and her values, we cannot be part of the problem, folks. We can't. And every penny we spend in those stores is a confirmation for them that they're doing the right thing in their brain.
That's right.
And that's absolutely
right.
Wrong. So we need to, I appreciate your stuff on the Walmart thing. I want to look that up. And it's actually something I might even copy and paste and share it on social media and tag Walmart, which is something that I don't know if your team does, but I'd like to do that. So I'll try to get that website from you here in a minute again. But I want to talk about those three things.
By the way, it's on our website, and I think you're on a mailing list. If you are, you've already received it.
What's it called again?
It's just a letter to Walmart. I can't remember. There's no title to it really, but it's in your email, I'm sure, if you're on our mailing list. And but if it's not there, it's on newswithviews.com.
Newswithviews.com.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Yes.
Okay, with views. Okay, thank you for that, because I want to look that up. And yeah, absolutely. So tonight, I know we're going to hit a couple commercial breaks. Don't lose focus. Stay with us. Keep your pen and paper handy. If you don't have one, that'll be a great time to go stop and break and grab one. We take very quick, short breaks, but I just want to get through a couple of these things that we have on sale this month. If you have any questions for me, and I'm obviously not going to answer my work phone during the call, Butch, what is your phone number to call in if people have questions?
Okay, yes, folks, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Feel free to call in any time.
Absolutely. And if you miss it, just give me a call on my office number at 406-274-7579, and I'll get back to you tomorrow morning with you know, a call, and we can chat then. So without further ado, I want to, because I've got about 35 minutes left, I want to get into the three things that I have on sale this month, okay? Some of this is going to be old information. Some of it's going to be new information. So listen up. And remember that the more times we hear things, the more our brains and bodies process, and the easier it is to understand. I know I talk fast. I'm going to try to talk somewhat slow this evening. I don't have a ton to go over, interestingly enough, so this may not be as fast as you guys are used to. So, but first and foremost, this month is kind of all about aging gracefully. And I don't mean that in the vanity way of what our skin looks like, although that's a nice, you know, side effect, or what our nails or our hair or anything else looks like. Again, great, great benefits. And while some of these things do help with that, the concept is to age gracefully, because as I was sitting here today thinking about the show, I thought about how none of us, I don't care if you're Elon Musk or if you're President Trump or if you're me, none of us are promised forever here, physically here on earth. We're promised eternity, right, if we seek salvation. But we are not promised forever. So this isn't about stopping aging. This isn't about preventing you from getting old. What this is stuff that's going to help your body transition into your elder life, or even when you're there, enjoying that process, so it's less painful, less difficult, more graceful. And again, we're not talking about vanity. It's about your internal health and the mechanisms that go on inside to prevent further disease and degeneration, or to prevent any disease or degeneration, especially if you don't have it. So I like things to be looked at as preventative medicine or preventative help or wellness, and not so much reactive. But if you already have a thyroid problem, if you already have a brain disease, if you already have an iron deficiency, we're going to talk about some of that stuff really quickly tonight. So listen up on some of this, okay? So the very first item we have on sale this month is our Superior Crystalline Nano Copper. Just write down copper, okay, our liquid copper. But if you go to the website, it's Superior Crystalline Nano Copper. Usually $25 for an 8-ounce bottle. It's on sale for $20, so it's $5 off the bottle this month. That bottle lasts you quite a while. You literally use a half of a cap full for a couple weeks or days, a couple days to a week or so, and then you can escalate up or titrate up, meaning add more, to a full capful every day. And that's about where I stay, is about a full capful. If you're super low in copper, and you know you are, you can add more till you find that proper spot. Again, that you'll do with the help of your doctor. For myself, I just do a capful a day. That seems to be working really well for me. My skin looks fantastic and everything else. But what does copper do? There is so much that copper does. We truly don't have all the time in the world to get into it tonight. But a couple of the things that copper does is it's phenomenal at reversing gray hair. On a whole, Americans these days are getting about somewhere between 86 and 87% less copper, whether they're a meat eater or a vegetarian, it doesn't matter, less copper in their diet than they did over 40 years ago when there was more copper in the soil. And of course, in our water lines, you know, we had those copper water lines back in the day, and those old farmhouses, which we don't have anymore. And copper is also it also has got some antimicrobial benefits. People in third world countries will put copper piping into their troughs of water to kill off a lot of the bacteria and disease that might be in the water if it's unsanitary. It's not foolproof, but it definitely substantially helps. So because we're so deficient in copper, there can be a lot of problems that resolve, that kind of float around that issue, okay? We're not getting enough in the soil anymore. You know, our soil is way over-farmed. We just don't have enough copper in there. The animals, the red meat and things that we're eating, the pigs, the cows, you know, everything else that we're eating, they are not getting proper amounts of copper because the soil, the grass, the grain, the different things that they're eating does not have enough copper in it. So, again, vegetarian or not, you're not getting enough copper like we did over 40-some-odd years ago, okay? We've got a huge deficiency now. And what happens when you have an iron deficiency a copper deficiency, is usually you'll see an uptick in anemia. People become more anemic, right? You also have those people who are anemic. They're being prescribed iron pills. They're even talking about blood transfusions and they can't seem to get their iron levels up. Interestingly enough, they have plenty of iron, an abundance, if not too much iron in their body. It's just locked into the muscles and not in the blood where it belongs because there's just not enough red blood cells. So copper encourages the body to absorb iron much more efficiently. They actually had some studies done with mice where they just overloaded them with iron supplements, and usually that would kill them. And so what they wanted to do is see what would drop down the iron in their body. Copper did that, not in their body, but in their muscles, and moved it into the blood. And it allowed the body to produce more red blood cells, okay, because your iron is what helps you reproduce more red blood cells. As we age, we stop producing as many red blood cells. That's a problem. That's not good. This is why we see elderly people that are more anemic, more tired, more dizzy, lightheaded. They don't have as much good color in their skin as they used to. And so a lot of that is the deficiency, not of the iron so much, but of the red blood cells, right? So you might get your iron levels checked and you're just fine. Wonderful. Still take copper because copper also helps to fortify your blood vessels, okay? It strengthens those. So we'll get more into that after the break.
Oh, it was a fast segment. Folks, back at the break. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer assistant@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistant@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, welcome back. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. I hope y'all enjoy listening to Summer as much as I do. I love listening to her share her information. I love the excitement in her voice, and you can hear her heartfelt concern for people in her voice. Folks, that's why she does this. I'm certain she's not getting rich. I don't think she caught up with the Rockefellers yet or the Morgans, but she's working hard trying to keep food on the table and take care of family. And I know that if you enjoy much listening towards what I do, you feel good about calling her and asking any questions you may have. And, folks, the products she offers are top of the line, period. Nothing's any better out there in the market anywhere. Go ahead, Summer.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you for that. That's super sweet. Well, we kind of ended up talking a little. We were talking about our crystalline nano copper that's on sale for only $20 for that big 8-ounce jug. And what we kind of left off saying was how copper actually helps improve connective tissue. And that's really important because connective tissue supports and binds your other tissues in the body. So, for example, a connective tissue, it holds your organs in place. It helps your muscles and tendons attach to bones and things of that nature. So we want to make sure that our connective tissue is really healthy, and copper is a vital resource for good connective tissue. Especially if someone's got a connective tissue disease of some sort, copper is definitely a way to go. It can also help reduce fine lines and kind of that crepey skin, especially, you know, as we get older, we get real thin skin, we bleed quite a bit when we get cut. This can help improve some of that density. So we were talking about anemia and how copper can help your body actually absorb iron and utilize it, and turn it into the good producer of red blood cells that it should be doing. So copper is really, really important, you guys. And again, not just for the vanity of the skin and the fine lines and the gray hair, which is all fantastic. And to be quite honest, that's why I started taking it. But when I did notice that my grays were actually going away, I had a couple gray hairs that, you know, they were usually gray all the way down. One day I looked down and I saw that the tip was gray, but the rest of the hair was not. And as I kept searching for the rest of the gray hairs, I found that that was the process that was happening on almost every gray hair I had, was it was turning, returning back brown, because I have brown hair, and only the tips. And I'm talking, there was still a good inch and a half of hair that was still gray at the tips, but it was working its way down and changing that pigment back in the hair. It's really amazing stuff. I also love it because it's tasteless and odorless. You can put a capful in your water. You can throw it in your coffee. I'd rather get you off of coffee because of adrenal problems and gut problems and, oh, acid reflux and cancer and so many other really debilitating reasons of why you should be getting off of coffee. But I was a coffee addict for years. I totally get it. Now I created something called Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend. It's a blend of five different mushrooms that stimulate brain activity, fight cancer cell production, and breaks down cancer masses, stimulates libido, gut health. I mean, really amazing. So anyways, I make that, but you can put this copper in that as well. You can put it in anything you want. I always tell people, just don't cook it. You know, don't put it into a pot of soup and boil it down, but copper's phenomenal. Again, only $20 this month. The next thing we have on sale, you probably have heard me speak about in the past, is our organic CBD oil. What is CBD oil? C, Charlie, B, Bravo, D, Delta. What it means, it stands for cannabinoidal oil. And our brains have these receptors, these cannabinoidal receptors in our brains. Animals have it as well, mice, dogs, cats, etc. So this also works great on animals. Children, you name it. Again, if you're concerned, check with your doctor. CBD oil is not the same as the CBD is derived from a hemp plant, different than the marijuana plant. It's taken from the stalk, the leaves, and the flowers to make CBD. Okay, so where hemp oil, straight hemp oil, is the seeds that are pressed. Hemp oil is different. It's sort of like a glorified cooking oil. I mean, it's very expensive cooking oil. But CBD oil actually triggers the receptors in the brain and throughout the body, okay? It's not, does not have psychoactive properties, meaning you're not going to get stoned, you're not going to get high, you're not going to feel loopy or strange or anything like that at all. You should never test dirty on a drug test because this does not have marijuana. Now, for it to be legal in all 50 states, because it's a totally different plant than the marijuana plant, they do share some properties. And so sometimes what will happen with CBD oil, you'll get a 0.2 to 0.3% outcome of THC in the entire bottle. So it's literally not even a half percent in the entire bottle. I give this to my 9-year-old, okay, and I would never do that if he was going to get stoned. I send him to school with it, and he is not impacted. He doesn't get sleepy or anything like that. But why do we use CBD oil, especially when we're talking about aging? Oh, my goodness, so many different reasons. It helps lower LDLs, that lousy cholesterol number that you don't like, that your doctors freak out about. It helps break up the fat lipids in the blood and in the arteries, removes plaque, not only in the brain, but in the arteries. So it lowers those bad LDLs. It can also help to lower high blood pressure and blood sugars. Now, I don't use it predominantly in my office to do that, but I do use it as an aid if people's blood sugar is really high or their blood pressure is really high. We can use it as an aid. It's phenomenal for helping people combat addictions, especially withdrawal addictions like nicotine, opioids, alcohol. It's phenomenal. It triggers the serotonin stimulation in the brain. It feeds and nourishes the brain. It's an amazing source of omega nutrition. And if you think about this, there was a study done where if you take 3,500 milligrams of omega-3s, you can actually reverse, not stop or slow down, reverse the symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, it's probably going to give you a lot of diarrhea. It's a lot of omega fats, but that's the study. So CBD oil not only feeds and nourishes the brain. It's an amazing, it helps prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's phenomenal for people with epilepsy or any kind of a brain disorder. People who are taking Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, I'm missing a couple others, but you know, you get the gist, these psychoactive drugs that basically help with mental health issues, right? You know, CBD oil is phenomenal for helping people transition off of those medications or take less than what they had, because again, it helps with depression and things of that nature as well. So it also is great for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, not just because it feeds and nourishes the brain, but it also calms down the sort of that ragey spirit or that irritability that people with dementia can get, the confusion and all that, and sort of relaxes them a little bit more. Doesn't make them tired, doesn't make them sleep. It just relaxes that angst inside of them, okay? It's been a potential treatment for, and this is actually, there's tons of clinical research on this by the U.S. government, by the way, tons of research on the treatment for arthritis, diabetes, again, alcoholism, MS, multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, because it blocks pain receptors in the brain. So instead of grabbing the Tylenol or grabbing a hydrocodone or an ibuprofen, try taking CBD oil. Now, the interesting thing with CBD, for majority of the people, if this works for you, great, but for majority of the people, they need to take it for a couple of days prior to, like, for example, if you're looking at going through surgery. I actually was just listening to a podcast the other day. A gentleman is a plastic surgeon, and he recommends for his clients who do not want to be on hydrocodone or pain pills or can't be on them for whatever reason, drug addictions, or they don't work in their body, that they should start CBD oil about a week or so prior to surgery. Even though it's a mild blood thinner, he says prior to surgery, start it, stay on it. And that way, when you get out of surgery, your body has accumulated enough receptors, receptors in there to block that pain a lot more efficiently, rather than waiting till the day you have pain, taking it, and it barely takes an edge off, because it needs to bioaccumulate in the body a little bit. What that means is kind of like build up in the body, right? So CBD oil works really, really well for blocking pain receptors in the brain. For schizophrenia, it's amazing for people who suffer from PTSD, depression, antibiotic-resistant infections. I mentioned, you know, epilepsy and some other things. It's also a cancer cell inhibitor. So it kind of protects some of your surrounding cells from cancer, and it reduces inflammation inside the body. So we're getting older. We're talking about chronic inflammation because of low hormone function, arthritic bone and joint pain, our macular degeneration, our eyes begin to swell, we get pressure buildup behind the eyes, you know, we have more and more headaches, just more and more everything as we get older, on top of the fact that our brain is deteriorating from lack of good fat, and CBD oil is a phenomenal resource, okay? I'm trying to think of, like, what else it does. Oh, for those of you who suffer from insomnia or have a hard time getting to sleep, when you take it regularly, it's not going to work if you take it once or twice. When you take this regularly, especially right before bed, after a couple days to weeks, you're going to definitely notice you're going to get to bed a lot more easily, and you're going to stay into a deeper sleep. So it's phenomenal for that, okay? And again, our CBD oil is organic, meaning we use no pesticides whatsoever. It is it's a full spectrum, okay? And it's 1,200 milligrams in the entire bottle. So each of our droppers full, or not full, but it, you know, when you squeeze it, it kind of sucks up into the dropper thingy. 40 drops is equal to about one dropper full, okay? So what I tell people is do 40 drops, or if you don't have the patience for that, just go ahead and squirt one squirt under your tongue right before bed. Stay there for a couple days to a week. If you need to build on that, you can, meaning you need to add more, you can. If you're feeling arthritic pain during the day, go ahead and take a squirt under the tongue during the day. It is sublingual, so you put it under the tongue, let it sit there as long as you can. I do have some clients who use the oil topically. They'll drop it on their body and kind of massage it in. I think it's a little expensive to do that, but it does help. It's a little bit slower process to work inside the body. But sometimes if you have like an actual little acute infection on the skin or and you don't have anything else to use at the time, it can actually be a good resource, okay? Or if you have, like, let's say, a fungal infection and you don't have any of our gel that kills fungus on hand and you're waiting for that to arrive, CBD oil can be dropped onto there and could substantially help for sure, especially with eczema or psoriasis or anything like that. It's usually $95 a bottle. It's on, and I know it's expensive, but actually mine's really low priced compared to the rest of the other comparable products out there, meaning organic 1,200 milligrams. We use an MCT coconut oil, so it also has anti-inflammatory properties. And CBD oil is on sale the month of June for only $75. So we knocked $20 off of that, okay? The reason it's so expensive is when you do organic, there's no pesticides. There's no Roundup. There's none of these chemical toxins that are killing us, creating celiac disease, creating gluten intolerances, creating, cancers. I mean, my gosh, pesticides are almost all of them are linked back to cancer, or cancers are almost all linked back to pesticides in our food. We're just seeing such a huge uptick in cancers these days as well. And it's because pesticides are in everything if we're not eating organic. So that's our organic CBD oil. I want to move on to the third and final item that I have. It's probably one of my top, maybe five products that I absolutely love and that I use every single day. And that is our Superior Organic Ashwagandha. And I know it's a mouthful. Ashwagandha root extract. It's a root. And here's kind of what ashwagandha has done for me is it absolutely has reduced the stress, the anxiety, the irritability in my life. I can be as busy as heck and I don't get quite so overwhelmed as I used to. I'm not as reactive as I used to be. I have more patience, more tolerance. I just feel a lot more stable. That's because ashwagandha really helps people's brain activity to kind of calm down. It doesn't make you tired at all. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, it actually increases energy. It increases libido. The word ashwagandha in India means something to the effect of strong horse. And I'm sure you could figure this out on your own when I say that it helps libido and specifically male testosterone boosting. Hence why they call it strong horse. but what it also does is it helps increase men's fertility rate, their sperm count, their quality of their sperm, the motility, and a woman's libido as well. A lot of times when we have low libido as women, we just are losing testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone, and if we can boost some of that back up, it substantially helps us out. I mean, substantially. It's really kind of a good mood uplifter also. So if you're on medications, I would love you to try ashwagandha, and I can help you kind of integrate that in and then wean off of your medications. It increases your muscle mass. If you're working out, meaning even if it's light activity, walking, et cetera, it's going to help build muscle mass. It's going to help increase your bone density, which is phenomenal, especially for women, because as we get older, as we age, osteoporosis is a big deal. Stop taking calcium, by the way. Start taking a K2 D3 supplement. I don't make it because I don't make vitamins, but a K2 D3 supplement vitamin pulls the calcium out of your blood and puts it into the bone. A lot of times you have too much calcium and you're built up in your blood. It creates plaque buildup and all these other things and arterial sclerosis, meaning it tightens the blood vessels. We want to get that out of there and put it into the bone where it belongs. But ashwagandha can help strengthen bone density also. It reduces stress. Stress creates inflammation. As we get older, more and more stress piles up on us, bills, our aging, our medications, our families, you know, everything, you know, boredom, death in the family, you name it, starts piling up, and stress creates inflammation. Inflammation encourages cancer growth. So this is a great product to use to help kind of combat some of the stress that can create a lot of that. If you take it at night, which I do, I take it in the morning and at night. I do a squirt in the morning in my Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend, and I do a squirt in my water right before bed. It actually helps you get into a deeper REM sleep. Now, it's not going to make you sleepy. You can take it all hours a day. It's never going to make you tired. It's not even going to help you fall asleep, okay? But if you are asleep, it's going to get you into a deeper, more rested REM sleep. It can help decrease the symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's. It helps decrease a lot of those symptoms. It's phenomenal. It also helps, you know, with a lot of brain function because it helps with brain fog, recall, you know, meaning memory recall, anything to do with if you're noticing your short-term memory is kind of fading, it's usually a sign of not enough fat in the brain. So get back to the CBD oil, right? Not enough fat in the brain. Low hormone function. So ashwagandha, by the way, also supports thyroid function. Phenomenal. It stimulates thyroid activity. So, you know, there's a lot of research that says it's not great for hyperthyroidism. I actually have quite a few clients who use it for that, and they do phenomenally well with this. Their thyroid is so much more balanced. But the research says you shouldn't really use it if you've got hyperthyroidism. Hypo, meaning slow thyroid activity, this will help ramp that up. It's phenomenal. I absolutely cannot say enough great things about ashwagandha. It's really the perfect supplement for anybody who works in a high-stress environment because it reduces cortisol levels, which is like a key stress-related hormone, by almost 26% on average, which also can help you lose weight because when your cortisol levels are high, you get fatter. It's just a fact. So this can actually help. And then one of the ways it does that is actually kind of ramps up the production of brown fat, which is actually a good fat. And brown fat can kind of eat up bad fats, like trans fats saturated fats and things like that. So it's phenomenal for that. It's actually been helping to reduce anxiety. If you start looking at the numbers on that, they reduce stress levels by up to 80%. So, and there's not even a medication, boy, my brain's getting tired with all this information. Like a mental health medication, an SSRI. It actually works better than an SSRI. So you got to make sure, again, it's an adaptogen. So you want to make sure you're taking it regularly. You can give your body a break from it every once in a while. I can give my body maybe like 4 days to a week break, but after that, I start getting antsy again and irritable again, and I notice, okay, it's time for me to get back on that again. But it works incredibly, incredibly, incredibly well, and it can protect the brains from the cells from degeneration. And it helps stop that degeneration process of the cells in your brain, which is what happens as we start aging, by boosting the mood, reducing the stress, and just so much more. It's actually really a neuroprotectant. So it's phenomenal, especially, for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, or anything like that. There is actually, I can't remember where I read this, but and I know we got to wrap it up here in the next couple seconds here, but, you know, I read something recently about mothers who are taking ashwagandha. The children and the mothers that were taking ashwagandha, their IQs were substantially higher. And I know the same thing happens with, for example, omega-3 CBD oil. You can increase your IQ actually substantially. But ashwagandha, it's even more substantial. It's literally a difference of like 30 to 35 points. I mean, that's actually dramatic. If you know anything about IQ points, that's dramatic. So ashwagandha is phenomenal for the brain and reversing neurological decline, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, improving memory, brain function, intelligence, just so much more, okay? If anyone has any questions, I want to give you my information again because I know I gave it to you in the very beginning. And for those of you who are just kind of tapping in on the end of this wonderful little deal we've been going through tonight, my name is Summer. I'm the owner and operator here of Superior Mountain Herbs out here in beautiful Superior, Montana. We harvest all of the herbs that we possibly can ourselves. We wild harvest, meaning we go out into the woods on horseback. We go out into the woods with ATVs and on foot. And we actually harvest a lot of our mushrooms and our herbs ourselves. Whatever we can't do to weather or our climate, we order, purchase all organic ingredients. Nothing is not organic where we are. We grow it ourselves here in our gardens. So we do have a lot of things like we use for our candles and other things that we actually grow here, like the calendula flowers and our rosemary and things of that nature. So we grow quite a bit here, comfrey, mullein, you know, you name it. We actually wildcraft our mullein, which is pretty awesome. We've got gorgeous, gorgeous mountain ranges here that have not been touched by vehicles and smog and pollutants and pesticides and weed killers and road debris and salts and all that stuff like that, de-icers, any of it. You got to be really careful when you're buying from people that you make sure that you're getting a real high quality. And so we do all of that right here in Montana. My website, because we don't have a brick-and-mortar store, but our website is www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. There's an S at the end, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. My phone number is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. I did get a text in from somebody who said, someone's getting early signs of dementia. How much omega-3 should she be taking? So first of all, I would put the person on ashwagandha because, again, that's going to help with kind of calming down some of the symptoms of dementia, like the irritability or the frustration they get because they can't remember things. They get stressed out. That'll substantially help. A dropper in the morning and a dropper in the evening in water. That'll also help that person get into that deeper sleep. A lot of people with dementia, Alzheimer's, they don't sleep very well. They are not literally nocturnal half the time. It's really obnoxious if you ever have to take care of somebody like that because it truly is debilitating for yourself as well, throws you into a cycle of stress. So you should probably also be taking ashwagandha.
About 1 minute, Summer. About one minute.
Got it. So with the omega-3s, you know, I would probably say starting off with a minimum of about 1,000 milligrams, if not 2,000. Obviously, they should check their bowels. If they're loose bowels a lot, then that might mean you're giving them a little bit more omega-3 than their gut can handle right now. But usually, you can build up to that. Check the bottles on your omega-3s. If you're getting a fish oil, make sure it's wild-caught fish oil. And it should be small fish like krill or mackerel, anything smaller, not large fish like tuna, obviously. They're eating all the small fish. But you want to start with this wild-caught cold water and always check. It'll say DHA omega-3, EPA omega-3. Make sure there's an accumulation of at least 1,000, if not 2,000 milligrams, and go from there. You guys, I really appreciate your time tonight. Again, my name is Summer. My phone number is 406-274-7579. The ashwagandha root extract, the nano-crystalline copper, and our organic CBD oil are all on sale. Copper is $20 this month. Ashwagandha is $25. CBD oil is $75. That's a substantial amount off of each product. If you want to call me tomorrow, I can place your order over the phone or go to SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. Take care and have
Alrighty.
A beautiful night.
God bless, Summer. Thanks a bunch. Folks, for the grace of God, see you tomorrow night with your guest, Tim Harden. That's a gentleman up in New York who's had his businesses burned. Many other things happened to him since he's trying to take a stand for pro-life. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.